Video: trans activist Dylan Mulvaney now modeling Nike sports bras and leggings. By Warner Todd Houston on April 5, 2023. Nike has joined Anheuser-Busch in signing transgender activist, Joe Biden supporter, and TikTok star Dylan Mulvaney to a new lucrative endorsement deal. Ole London, whose life was turned upside down by transgenderism, posted Mulvaney's recent video in which the latter reveals that he has entered into a deal to sell Nike's women's sports bra and leggings. Mulvaney also posted to Instagram, saying, "Home for a moment and leaning into cozy workout wear life with that Nike women's newest Senvi leggings and a latte bra. They're so comfortable and buttery soft, perfect for workouts and everyday wear. Hashtag feel your hashtag team Nike hashtag Nike partner." Many agreed with London that Nike's move is a horrible display of mocking women. Brigitte Gabriel called the display disgusting, and London added that we need to boycott such companies. Many others agreed. "I won't be buying another pair of at Nike, which is disappointing, as it's my favorite brand for shoes. Of all the women in the world to represent Nike woman, you chose a man." Natasha Hockfield, at Drama Delinquent, April 5, 2023. Mulvaney is mocking women. The companies supporting this mockery clearly do not hold any respect for women. Stop supporting these companies. Hope Eternal, at Dunton Brooks, April 5, 2023. This is the second time this week that Mulvaney announced a big deal with a major corporation. Last weekend, Mulvaney broke the news that he was working with Anheuser-Busch to flog its Bud Light beer. The announcement sent rocker star Kid Rock to break out his MP5 rifle to send a stream of lead at a pile of Bud Light products while saying, "Fuck you, Anheuser-Busch." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.